one of the things is, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star that is rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you come from the rulers who suffered by the people of Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men, and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them was the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This is it. Last week, a teacher who had traveled to Houston to attend the funeral of a friend, Andy Parker. Andy was a fellow priest and a wonderful person. He was a poet, a lover of jazz music, an avid cyclist, a faithful husband, and a loving father to three sons. His wife, Liz, is also a priest, and I had the great privilege of working with her at my last church, Culver Memorial in Houston. Over 600 people were in attendance at Andy's funeral, a testament to how many lives he had impacted. The Bishop of the Diocese of Texas, Andy Doyle, preached. He said that he had spent some time with Andy in his last days, hearing stories and reflecting on the past. At one point, after a long silence, Andy opened his eyes and said, "Sparkling." And Bishop Doyle said, "What?" And Andy said again, "Sparkling. That is the greatest compliment I ever received. A woman in my last church told me that my three boys were so sparkling." And it's true. Andy and Liz's three sons, who are now all young adults, sparkle with life and light. They all sing and play musical instruments and post funny videos of themselves dancing around the living room like madmen. Like Andy and Liz, they are full of life, a life that finds its center and its spark in the love of God. I find that funerals always leave me feeling a mixture of grief and joy. Grief that one we love has passed, and joy that such a one ever existed. I love Andy Parker's funeral, feeling inspired to let God's light sparkle through my life. We hear quite a bit in Scripture about sparkling with God's light. Today, in our reading from the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah tells us, "Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn." And in our gospel story, we hear the famous tale of the wise men who followed one brightly burning star until it led them to the Christ side. As followers of Christ, we are called to shine, to radiate God's love and peace and grace, so that those who live in darkness and gloom will be drawn towards us and towards God. The Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians to shine like stars in the world. Jesus tells us, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." How do you let your God-given light shine? How are you a beacon of hope and guidance and inspiration for the people around you, at work or at school, at Rotary or Harborside, or your family, or any community that you're a part of? How can we, as the parents of St. Andrews, be a light to the people of Sydney? How can we live our lives so that people call us sparklers? I hope that you got to see some fireworks this past 2 years. We were in Vigo with our God children, who are 4 and 6 years old. We ventured out into the cold night and stand in the driveway and light sparklers and colorful smoke bombs and a few bigger, louder rockets that exploded into fantastic colors high in the air. Eva, the 6-year-old, was positively shrieking with joy and excitement. And all of us, adults and children alike, were caught up in a simple thrill of watching fire and light pierce the black sky. The poet Jack Kerouac wanted people to be like fireworks. He said, "The only people for me are the mad ones, the ones who burn, 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 like fabulous Roman candles, exploding like fires across the sky." In the coming year, may we never hold back, but sparkle and burn and glow, shining like stars, drawing people ever closer to the source of all light